This is the Thrill of the Fight, 50 Years of Rocky, Episode 9, and we've come to the end of the movie coverage on this podcast here. We're covering 2018's Creed 2 here today. This is the last movie we're covering on the show, and next week is the final bell for this podcast. I'm shocked that it went by this fast and we got to the end here, but we have covered all the movies we're going to cover. We're not covering Creed 3. I've said that a bunch of times. We'll briefly touch on it at the end of this episode, but before we get into what happened in Creed 2, please make sure you are subscribed to this podcast platform that you're listening to us on right now. Hey, there's only one more episode of The Thrill of the Fight, but if you want to make sure you catch it the minute it drops, click subscribe. And if you're a Yankee fan, which I bet some of yous are, at least a good majority of yous listening to me anyway, you don't want to miss any new episodes of NYYST that will be dropping on Monday mornings. So if you're subscribed to this podcast platform, you won't miss any new episodes. And yes, man, it's hard to believe the baseball season will be starting shortly here, and so will the final season of NYYST. So we're excited for everything that's going on here. We'd be even more excited if you left us a 5-star rating and review and let us know how you are enjoying The Thrill of the Fight or anything that's happening on this podcast feed. And please follow me on X at Christian_NYYST and on TikTok as well at Christian.NYYST. All right, so bookkeeping out of the way, it's time to talk about Creed 2. I see a lot of people say that they don't really like Creed 2, and after watching it, you know, about 10 minutes ago, I can see people's issues with it. Do I like Creed 2? Yeah, I like Creed 2. Do I like Creed 2 more than I like the first Creed? Yeah, I like Creed 2 more than I like the first Creed, and I'll tell you why. It's the whole reason why you're listening. You want my opinion, right? Anyway, this is a spiritual sequel to Rocky IV. This is, if you watch Rocky IV and then watch Creed II, you'll like Creed II more than if you just watch it in succession along with the franchise, or if you watch it on its own. But I did that one time. I do my rewatches, and I watch them Rocky 1976 all the way through wherever we are with Creed III. I'll say this about Creed III. After I watch Creed 2, I kind of just want to stop watching movies, the franchise at that point. But I'm like, it's there. It exists. It's not a painful movie to get through, so I do it. But when we do the rewatch, you know, you watch Rocky 1976 all the way through Creed 3. And then one time, I think this was before Creed 3 came out, I said to myself, what if we did something different? What if we don't do a full rewatch right now and we just go Rocky 4 into Creed 2 and let's see what that feels like? And it felt pretty damn good. I got to say, that's probably, outside of the first time that I saw Creed 2, the most I enjoyed Creed 2 was watching it right after Rocky 4, because then it does feel like a direct sequel to Rocky 4, which this movie kind of is. This movie deals with a lot of the fallout of Rocky IV that we don't really see in Rocky V or Rocky Balboa or Creed. So we got 30 years of all this stuff that's happened to not only Rocky and Adonis, and now the Dragos are involved here, that we don't get to touch on. So if you love Rocky IV, I'll say this. Let me say this here. If you did not enjoy Creed II but love Rocky IV, give Creed 2 another chance. Give Creed 2 another chance watching it directly after you watch Rocky 4. You'll have a different appreciation for Creed 2 than you did previously. That's why I like Creed 2 a lot. I like Creed 2 a lot because it is a sequel to it's a sequel to Creed, duh, obviously, but it's a sequel to Rocky 4. So that's why I like it. You get more of the story that wasn't there in Rocky 4. This is a deeper movie than Rocky IV was. We all know, we've talked about a dozen times about what Rocky IV is. It's an 80s action flick. There's not a lot of depth there. We love it, but we're going to be honest about it. Now you get not only Rocky, Adonis, But Victor Drago now is a new character, and Ivan Drago. You see what's happened to these people over the last 30 years. So that's why I like it. Also, why I like Creed 2 more than the first Creed movie. Sylvester Stallone co-wrote the screenplay. I talked about this last week. It was somebody trying to authenticate Rocky Balboa as opposed to the authentic Rocky Balboa. And I did still, and I still stand by this. Stallone did an excellent job in that role and deserved all the award buzz that was around him in 2015, 2016. No question about it. Aaron Covington and, or was that the guy that co-wrote the screenplay with, I'm drawing a blank on his name now. Oh my God. Who was the director of Creed? The guy that did the Black Panther. What the, why can't I think of his name right now? I'm totally drawing on a blank. We're gonna have to Google this. Why can't I think of his, Ryan Coogler. Jesus, I don't know why I couldn't think of that. I don't know why I couldn't think of Ryan Coogler's name right there. But Stallone was not involved in the script. He was in Creed 2. And I think he needed to be for many reasons. Obviously, to flesh out the Drago story, to give what needed to be given to Rocky in this movie, and obviously the ending. We'll get to the ending in a little bit here, but it was important that if this was and should be and has been the final appearance of Rocky Balboa, that Sylvester Stallone gets to write that. And I'll talk, we'll talk about that more in a little bit here. But as the movie opens up, the first thing we see is not Adonis Creed. We see the Dragos. They're living in Ukraine, and they're not living in luxury either, because Victor, who's the size of Andre the Giant on steroids, is sleeping on a couch. So you know that things are not going well for them here. So you see that, and Victor's trying to become an up-and-coming fighter, and his father's really hard on him. And I guess that's the way that Ivan Drago feels that he needs to parent Victor is by being a massive asshole to him, and that's going to get the best out of him. We'll see how that turns out as the movie goes on. But then we move along here, and again, we're going to speed run through this movie like we did with the Creed movie. I thought that turned out a lot better doing it that way. So that's how we'll handle this one. So if I'm missing stuff, we're trying to hit the main points here. We see Adonis is getting ready to fight Danny Wheeler for the World Heavyweight Championship. He stepped up in weight class here, and he's fighting the guy that took his Mustang. And we see a nice little moment between him and Rocky in the locker room before the fight. And again, this is what we talked about in the move in the episode of with Creed. It's just the chemistry that those two have together that you want to see them on screen together interacting with each other. And that was a nice moment between them in the locker room before the fight. And then Adonis wins. He doesn't even really realize at the point when he knocked out Wheeler, he doesn't even realize that he has won the world championship. Because if you remember from the first Creed movie, that when Danny Wheeler stepped into the ring with him, Adonis, he won Adonis's Mustang that Apollo left Adonis. So that was all. Not only did I don't what did Adonis get? What did Adonis have to put up in this fight? Let's ask that question, because not only did Wheeler put up his title, but he put up Adonis's car as well. We don't know. So what would have Danny Wheeler won there? What did Adonis put up? We never know that. It's like, I'll put up two things. What are you putting up? But so he's more almost more concerned that he got his car back. He doesn't even realize that he won the title until Bianca kind of like, do you realize what you just did? You just became the heavyweight champion of the world. So then we go back to the hotel, and Adonis is asking Rocky's advice on how to propose to Bianca, because he's wants to do this tonight after he just won the world title. And Rocky tells a nice story about how he proposed to Adrian. I always love that scene in Rocky too, when he proposes to her with the fresh snow falling and they're at the zoo And he goes, I hope you wouldn't mind marrying me too much. And then, hey, Mr. Tiger, we're getting married. So it was nice he got to tell that story to Adonis. And then you see him in the hotel room, him being Adonis. You see him in the hotel room, nervous as all hell. He's down in champagne. This dude just went out there and won the heavyweight championship of the world, fought one of the best fighters in the world in front of a packed arena. And it's him one-on-one asking the most important question a man will ever ask in his life, and he's nervous as hell. And I can tell you from experience, even if you know in your heart of hearts that that answer is going to be yes, it's still the most nerve-wracking thing you will ever do in your life. I can tell you from experience, I knew we had been together almost 10 years at that point. It was just about me getting to that point of being secure in a lot of different areas to ask that question, that I knew I was going to get the yes. It was still the most nervous I have ever been in my entire life. I was so nervous that when I got down on one knee to propose, my then girlfriend, now wife, had no idea what the hell I was doing because I opened the friggin' ring box upside down. I'm on my knee on the boardwalk, our home, our summer home, our favorite place together. That was where it had to be done. Decided that this is where I was going to do it. She had no clue what the hell was going on because the ring box was upside down. I don't even know how I realized it was upside down, to be honest with you. But got the yes. Here we are, 10 years later. Kid in hand, wouldn't trade it for the world. But let's get back to Adonis and Bianca. I just figured I'd tell that quick little story there because it is a nerve-wracking experience. You can understand, man. It doesn't matter what you do in life. That's still, you're going to be nervous as hell when it comes time to, if you really love that girl, you're going to be nervous as hell when it comes time to ask that question. Well, the problem for Adonis is he had to ask that question twice. And I'm laughing because you've worked up the courage to do it one time and she doesn't even hear you. Because as we know, Bianca has hearing loss and she wears hearing aids and she didn't have them on because she's just getting out of the shower as he's proposing and she doesn't hear it. So poor Adonis, man, has got to ask that question twice now. But yes, he gets the yes that he wants, and we shoot over to the Ukraine where Victor has fought again. Because when we see Victor fight the first time, we notice this gentleman in the crowd sticking out like a sore thumb, watching the fight. And then we notice the same gentleman in the crowd at Adonis's victory over Danny Wheeler. Now we don't know who he is at this point, but we can kind of put one and one together that he's somebody that's going to put these two together. And we see him out in the parking lot with Victor and Ivan Drago, and he tells him, it's time. And what that means is it's time to get Adonis Creed in the ring because now he's the champion, and now they can maximize this. And we cut over to the cemetery, and Rocky is visiting Adrian, and you can see that he really wants to reconnect with Robert. Because as we learned in Creed, that they had another falling out after the events of Rocky Balboa. So between Rocky Balboa and Creed, there was another falling out between Rocky and Robert. And now and now I guess him having this father-son relationship with Adonis, he wants to reconnect with his own son. And he's telling that to Adrian. He just doesn't know how to go about it, which is going to play a role later on in the movie here. And this is really, really cool here, man. To be a lifelong Rocky fan and what Rocky IV meant to you and your fandom, to see Ivan Drago at the fucking stairs was insane. Okay. Let me tell you that. In the trailer, I freaked out in this trailer. This trailer did an excellent job of getting people like me excited for this movie, that you see Ivan Drago standing at the top of the stairs. Are you shitting me right now? You see them first looking at people, taking pictures at the statue, and then the two of them at the top of the stairs. Dude, I don't know what to call that, but for Ivan Drago to be at the stairs, dude, the ultimate villain of this franchise at the most iconic place probably you could think of. What if you look at this franchise, what's more iconic to Rocky than those stairs? And who was the ultimate villain in this franchise? I would probably rank Drago 1, Clubber 2. It's not that Creed wasn't a villain. It's just that it was a different type of villain, if that makes any sense. That he wasn't really there to be the bad guy, whereas those guys were there to be the bad guys. It's just that, Apollo was fighting Rocky, so we rooted for Rocky. But yeah, I mean, this dude murdered Apollo Creed. He's the ultimate villain in this franchise. And here he is standing at the iconic stairs that Rocky made famous, that running up those damn stairs became one of the biggest pop culture things that people think of. I mean, like I've talked about things that on this podcast before. You could have never seen a single frame of any of these movies. Sylvester Stallone ran up those friggin' stairs. And if you go to Philadelphia, you go up those stairs because of this movie. Whether or not you knew who, easy for me to say, whether or not you know who Sylvester Stallone is from another guy, just walking down the street buying a cheesesteak, you're walking up those stairs. And here is Ivan Drago at those stairs. Well, it was crazy. And when I saw that in a trailer, I freaked, man. I was like, wow, this movie's going to be pretty badass. So now a couple of different things are happening here at this point here. And Adonis and Bianca are at the cheesesteak spot. He's celebrating his title victory. And he's learning about this as Ivan Drago is at the restaurant. That Victor is challenging Adonis to a fight. And now Ivan Drago is at Adrian's telling Rocky, my son will break your boy. Now tell me, after you watch Rocky IV, then you see this, you don't have a different appreciation for this movie? And when Rocky first See, and this was a nice touch here that they brought the actress that played Isabella in the hostess in Rocky Balboa. They brought her back for this scene. That was a nice touch there. When Rocky first realizes that it's Ivan Drago sitting at the table, and Drago goes, "Nice pictures, no pictures of me." And Rocky's like, "No, there's no pictures of that here." That's something that he's trying to forget, which is always why. And we talked about this in the director's cut episode when we talked about Rocky IV. When we talked about the director's cut, it always bothered me that he put that in at the end when he touches gloves with Ivan Drago. There should have been none of that. I know technically Rocky IV director's cut is not canon, so if you just leave that out. But for somebody like me, I've kind of replaced it in my rewatches, and I do. Director's cut and after Rocky III instead of the original, because to me it is a better movie. That's why I never liked it, because it kind of almost absolves Drago from what everything that happened, and you can see that Rocky is not forgotten or definitely wants to forget what happened in Russia on Christmas in 1985. So after Rocky has his meeting with Ivan Drago, Adonis goes to Rocky's house and he wants to take the fight. And you can see that 30 years have passed and not 1 ounce of guilt has left Rocky Balboa for what happened to Apollo Creed. And he does not want Adonis to take the fight. And Adonis says, I got to take this fight with or without you. And Rocky says, it's got to be without me. And then this is when, Adonis just goes right into the heart here. He goes, Well, at least you don't have to worry about throwing in the towel this time. And you could see in Rocky's face, man, that was a low blow by Adonis. He just told Adonis about how much guilt that he's been living with for the last 30 plus years of what happened to Apollo Creed in that fight. Even though I am telling you one more time, it's not Rocky's fault that Apollo died in that fight. And he throws that jab at Rocky. So now Adonis and Bianca, they had talked about it earlier in the movie about leaving Philly to go to LA. They have moved to LA. They're at Marianne's house, and this is a nice little scene here where Adonis is there to tell his mother that he's going to fight Victor Drago, and he says, "Ma, you probably already figured it out." And she's like, "Yeah, I have." And she starts all listing all these things only a woman would notice because she knows that Bianca's pregnant, even though Bianca and Donnie don't know that Bianca is pregnant. So that was a cool little scene there. And then Adonis goes to the Delphi gym, convinces Duke to train him. They train to fight Drago, and Adonis is immediately overwhelmed by Victor's power. You see it right away. It kind of almost starts off like the fight between Apollo and Ivan Drago, that Apollo's just kind of like dancing around, jabbing a little bit, and then it's that one power shot, and the whole mood changes. Victor doesn't land this shot. Adonis gets his hands up, but he hits him so hard, he still knocks him into the ropes, and that changed the entire complexion of the fight. He is completely overwhelmed by Victor's power, and he's getting the shit kicked out of him, and Duke wants to stop the fight. And again, everybody wants to make Rocky feel guilty about what happened, but everybody is in these corners, even though Rocky's not here at the moment. And all these guys are saying, "Don't stop the fight, don't stop the fight." And he tells Duke that, even though Duke knows in his heart of hearts that this guy is getting mauled and seriously injured, but don't stop the fight, so he doesn't. And then this is more of the hard love that we see between Ivan and Victor because he's telling Victor he's in bad. Even though Victor is winning this fight, he's mauling and destroying Adonis Creed. That anybody who's looking at this is seeing this as a completely one-sided fight. Ivan Drago is telling Victor that he is being embarrassed by Adonis Creed right now. And that's the reason why his mother, Ludmilla, his ex-wife, has left them because he can't knock out Adonis Creed. So he can't knock out, he doesn't knock out Adonis Creed. What he does is knock him down, and as Adonis is on a knee, he decides he's going to get himself disqualified. So again, we can see a pattern of behavior here with the Dragos is that the referee's getting in there to try to stop the fight between Ivan and Apollo. He throws him away, proceeds to murder Apollo Creed, but that's Rocky's fault. Here, Adonis is on one knee, completely illegal, punches him dead square in the face, and we see like that correlation to how Apollo was just laid out in Rocky IV to just Adonis just being like basically dead. He does, obviously he doesn't die, but he's just like basically dead, almost like his father there. So it's definitely a pattern of behavior with the Drago. So we're in the hospital here, and this is kind of like the jail scene in Creed, where Rocky shows up because even though they moved to LA, Adonis and Bianca, even though they moved to LA, the fight's in Brooklyn. So Rocky's watching it on the TV at Adrian. So he can, from Philly to Brooklyn, he decides to drive up. And Adonis is like, "What are you here? Just to pick up the pieces?" And, he doesn't really want Rocky there because he felt Rocky abandoned him, just kind of like the whole thing in the jail cell after he felt Rocky abandoned him when Rocky found out he got cancer. So it was kind of similar type scene there. So as things move along here, we see Adonis is struggling with what happens to him, and Bianca's talking to Marianne, and Marianne tells Bianca he's the one that's got to get himself out of this. Nobody else can. So we see the Dragos at a dinner with a bunch of fancy Russian people. They gift Victor these because he's wearing things that you probably can, make with a sewing machine, a home economics project as his trunks. Now they gift them these really beautiful trunks, and who should walk in but now Ludmilla Drago, because now Victor, his name is out there. They're making some money. He's gonna either get or become the world, another world title shot. Probably become the champion. And now she wants back into these guys' life. So Rocky's at home, and he's on the phone in a funny little scene, and he says, "How many guys does it take to screw in a light bulb?" It's supposed to be a joke, but he's angry because as we saw in the scene where Adonis says that he wants to fight Victor. He's mad, Rocky, that the light bulb has been out on the street. Well, we saw in Rocky Balboa, he knows how to screw in a light bulb, but I guess it's a joke, but it's on one of the street posts. So he wants the city to come down and do it. So he says, "How many guys does it take to screw in a light bulb?" Which is, just typical Rocky. But he's opening up his mail, and it's a letter from Marianne. What it really is, though, is an ultrasound picture of Bianca and Adonis's baby, and on the back it says he still needs you, or needs you more now than ever, something. I forget what it says, but it basically he needs you. So Rocky goes out to LA on train. He kind of reconnects with Adonis. They're back on the same page, and in a touching little moment here, he goes he tells Adonis that he should name the baby Kate Creed, two C's, and he Adonis is like, "Kate Creed? You know his baby's gonna be black, right?" That was funny. It just, again, their chemistry, man, works. It's why these two movies work so well. And I'll say it again, man. They could have gotten any number of actors, and could it have worked? Maybe. There's like if somebody else would have played Apollo Creed, if somebody else would have played Paul, if somebody could it have worked? Yes. But these are the people that were meant to be in these roles. That's why they work as well as they do. So Bianca's in labor. Rocky goes to the hospital, and now he wants to call Robert. You see him pick up the phone. You see him look in his little phone book. He wants to call Robert, but he just can't do it. He wants to reconnect with his son. He just can't do it. And then, unfortunately, here, this was a worry of Bianca and Adonis that the baby was going to be deaf. Unfortunately, the baby is deaf. This kind of reminds me of the obviously being deaf is not the same thing as being in a coma, but it kind of reminds me of the coma scene in Rocky II. There's a lot of similarities between Rocky II and this movie. The birth of the child. There's a, I don't want to say a tragedy, but there's something that befalls them while the child is born, Adrian going into coma. They find out the baby's deaf. So there are some similarities there. And then, phone shut off here. They're going through all the struggles that new parents go through. The babies, this is the thing that they don't teach you, is that as the dad, mom will get that baby to stop crying. Mom will get that baby to settle. Then mom, being the rock star that they are, giving birth to this kid, feeding the everything that they do with a newborn. But sometimes you, as a dad, you just biologically you can't do. Okay? And they need you to just give them an hour. And you're cool with it. You're like, "Yes, obviously, I will give you whatever you need. Take a break, go shopping. Go." Bianca wants to go to the studio. Do whatever you got to do. Dad's here. The only problem is, and this happens 99.9% of the time, the moment mom walks out that door, that baby is not sleeping anymore. That baby is crying. That baby needs to be settled down. And you can't bother mom because now this is her time to finally get a breather, and you have this crying baby. And that's exactly what happens to Adonis. It happens to all of us, okay? Adonis finds the one thing that calms his baby down, and that's taking the baby to the gym. For me, it was taking my daughter outside. I don't know what it was. She would be fussy, crying. A minute I stepped outside the door and we just were outside, she would stop. And Adonis gets really emotional as he starts hitting the heavy bag, and all this finally releases out of him what happened with Victor, the birth of his child, the fact that, yes, the baby does have a handicap, and be, you know, although, you know, we see in Creed 3 that she is thriving, she's working through it, but, you know, it is something that you don't, you want your baby to be perfect as a parent, and any little thing, especially something like being, you know, and finding out the child's deaf, that Bianca knew this could be hereditary, you know, that takes a toll on a parent. And he just lets this all out. He's beating the bag. He starts crying, and he looks at his daughter and goes, "Yeah, daddy's being a little bitch." It was a kind of a little nice little fun moment there. We get back to the house. Bianca's home, and he tells Bianca, "I gotta take this fight, and I won't be able to take the fight without you being there." And he goes, "I won't be able to get on with my life without taking this fight." So he's straight up telling her, he's like, "If I don't." Like the beast, the stuff in the basement in Rocky Balboa, Rocky needs to get rid of that to go to move on with his life. Well, Adonis is telling her, if I don't get past this, if I don't fight Victor again, I cannot get on with my life. I have to take the fight. And he tells her, I'm going to win. And she goes, you better. So again, it's like a little connection to Rocky II and Creed II. There's one thing I want you to do for me. What's that? Come here. Win. And he says, I'm going to win. And she goes, you better. And that leads us into Duke and Rocky and Adonis all at the gym. They're coming up with a training plan for Adonis for this fight for Victor. And Adonis, excuse me, Duke. Did I say Victor? Rocky, Duke, and Adonis are at the gym. I don't know what three people I said were at the gym. I go back and listen to these shows. Every show that I've ever done, I go back and I listen to see where I can improve. And sometimes I have a moment like this where I think I said something wrong, but I said it right. And then I'm spending 3 minutes telling you about how trying to figure out what I said wrong, even though I didn't say it wrong in the first place. And then in my brain, like I feel like I didn't say the right three names, but Adonis, Duke, and Rocky are at the gym, coming up with a training plan for to fight Victor. We find out the fight's in Russia. It's their home turf or nowhere at all, because of course it is. Just like in Rocky IV, the Rocky Drago fight has to be at in Russia. Just like, hey, listen, this fight's got to be in Russia. And you know, Duke's like, hey, this is going to a judge's scorecard. We're gonna have a tough time, you know, winning that fight in Russia. And Rocky's like, well, it ain't going to a judge's scorecard then. And I forget what Duke says exactly. It's kind of like an oh, he's like, oh shit, like here we go. So I like that scene there. And then we get to the training time here. And then as we see throughout the fight here, Adonis is much more in the fight than he was previously, but he's still really having trouble dealing with Victor's power, and his ribs are all busted up again. Now, here's one thing about the Rocky franchise and the fights is that we speed run through these fights. You know, we might see a full one or two rounds, and then we'll speed run through everything. Or there'll be times where we're led to believe it's an entire full round, but they really only show us like 45 seconds, just like time lapses in front of your eyes. And you know, the first time you're in the theater, you're watching this, and you don't really pick up on it. And then when I got it on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever. Fun story, this movie came out on Blu-ray 2 days after I picked up my dog, Creed. So we watched Creed with Creed. He was home for 2 days. And he actually tried to eat the movie. I was trying to show it to him. I was like, hey, look, Creed, you're Creed. And he tried to eat it. I have a picture of that. Maybe we'll post it on X. When I'm done recording here. So if you want to see that picture, you can follow me on Christian at Christian underscore NYYST. What was I saying here? Oh, so when I watched it for the first time, I'm like, this round seems on Blu-ray at home. I was like, this round seems really long. Like this seems in the 10th round, it seems like there's a lot of stuff happening in the 10th round where you feel like it should be two rounds. And then the second time I watched it on Blu-ray, like I was anticipating. After Adonis gets knocked down, I was anticipating going to another round here. And then it just doesn't happen. And I'm like, oh, that's right. This is like the longest round ever. And then I've watched the movie probably what? It's 2026 now. 19, 20, 21, 20, 23. I don't know what, another 7 times. And today was the time I decided that I was going to time this final round in the 10th round here. And this round is almost 5 minutes long. It starts at 151:40 and ends at 156:19. So they call in wrestling, they call it Titan time, where in the Royal Rumble, one entrant might come out in 2 minutes, and then the next entrant might come out in 1:20. Well, they tighten time this final round here because a lot happened here. A lot happened. Adonis goes down, and you see him pounding the gloves here, and the sound kind of goes out for a moment. And if you remember in Rocky Balboa, a similar thing happened, and he says to himself, Rocky says, "What'd you tell the kid? It's not about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, right?" Okay, something similar like that was supposed to happen in this movie. The voice of Apollo Creed was supposed to say, "Get up, son," in that moment. It obviously didn't happen, is because Stephen Caple Jr., the director, just felt it didn't work in that situation. Like they felt like they didn't need it, that at this point Apollo Adonis has become his own man, and he didn't, it wasn't really about his dad anymore, is what I was reading. So they just cut it because they want, just to get away from round 10 here for a minute, they wanted Apollo Creed in Stallone and Capel both wanted Apollo Creed to be in this movie. In the original version of the script, Rocky, I keep calling him Rocky, Stallone had, in the hospital scene, Adonis seeing a ghost vision of Apollo Creed where they had a brief interaction. But Stallone had it in there as an idea, not something that he was totally set on. They wanted to find a way to work Carl Weathers into this movie. It's just that Capel felt a ghost wasn't what he was looking for as a director of this movie. Like, it didn't fit the tone of this movie. And then when they got to the point of putting Apollo's Creed in when Adonis is on the ground, he felt that it just didn't work at that time. Apparently it does exist that he did put it in there, and then when he was editing the movie, he took it out. So I don't know. It would have been cool to hear it, but I also understand why it wasn't there, and I also understand why Ghost Apollo Creed wasn't there. It would have been cool to see Apollo and Carl Weathers pop up in this movie at one point. So after Adonis gets up, and now he's a man possessed, and he's basically fighting with one arm because he's got to use the other arm to protect the rebroken ribs, and he's beating on Victor, and he knocks him down, and that's the big moment in the fight. He knocks him down. Victor gets up, and he knocks him down again, and then this is when now Lumilla is at the fight, realize not calling Victor a loser, but realizes he's going to lose the fight. He's not going to be the champion. She's not going to be able to ride the coattails. She leaves. Ivan Drago notices this. Victor notices this. And he just get and Adonis is just pounding on Victor in the corner and pounding on Victor in the corner. And this fight ends in the most poetic way possible. Ivan Drago throws in the towel. You want to say why I like this movie more than I liked the first Creed? This is it right here. The connections to Rocky IV, the connections to all we heard for 30 years, throw the damn towel, throw the towel, throw the towel. For what, Jesus, there's so many people in, like, just a jumbled mash of Rocky characters in my brain right now, of what Ivan Drago did to Apollo Creed. And here we have Ivan Drago throwing in the towel. It's a poetic ending to this fight, and Adonis wins. And in the corner, this is the first time now that 2 hours into the movie here that we see Ivan Drago being Victor's dad instead of being essentially his trainer, being a hard ass to him. being his dad is that he kind of hugs him in the corner and says, it's okay, being his dad. And I just recently listened to an interview that Ivan, I'm going back and forth between all the characters in this movie with their real names and their character names, and my brain is like mush right now. That Dolph Lundgren did with Chris Jericho on Chris Jericho's podcast, where he talked about Creed II, and like it's almost a redemption story for Ivan Drago, that he has his father-son arc in here, and then at the end of the movie, he gets to be Victor's dad. And that's what we're seeing here. He gets to be Victor's dad here in this moment. My biggest fear with the Creed franchise coming back, excuse me, I have water. I just had a little frog in my, sometimes you drink water and a bubble gets stuck in there. That's what happened. Okay, we're good now. My biggest fear with the Creed franchise and bringing Rocky back was ruining the ending of Rocky Balboa. That was my biggest fear. Rocky Balboa, the ending of that was perfect to me. It's why I love that movie so much. So bringing Rocky back, how are they going to preserve that ending and not ruin it? Well, this is how they did it. And this is why I love Creed 2 so much, is that at the end of the fight between Adonis and Victor, Adonis wants Rocky to come into the ring. Rocky doesn't want to come into the ring. He sticks his fist up there to touch fists with Adonis, and he says, it's your time now, as these damn bells are playing, okay? And then the next thing that we see after we leave the ring is Adonis at a cemetery. Now, when you watch it at home, you can clearly see that the headstone says Creed, but when you're in the theater, you can't see that from where I was sitting, okay? So my heart immediately fell into my stomach, like, oh my God, did Rocky die after this fight? Because it's a passing of the torch moment to Adonis there. Those damn bells are playing. It's your time now. We're at a cemetery. I'm like, Jesus, did they kill Rocky? But they don't. We find out that he's at Apollo Creed's grave. But this is why I love this movie so much, because they preserve the ending of Rocky Balboa. Rocky now gets two great send-offs. Rocky got his send-off as a fighter, and now here he is getting his send-off as a character. They said, okay, we're going to bring Rocky back. Rocky Balboa is your send-off as a fighter. So we can always preserve that ending. Now we brought him back here in the Creed movies. This is your send-off as a character. Rocky Balboa is exactly where he should be at the end of Creed 2. He is at Robert's house reuniting with his son and meeting his grandson. It's an emotional moment for Rocky because he recognizes the little boy and he says, you look a lot like his mother talking to Robert. So he sees Adrian and his grandson. He's reconnected with his son. He's getting to meet his grandson for the first time. This is exactly where Rocky Balboa is meant to be. So he gets his send-off as a character now. We don't need to see Rocky Balboa anymore. He's exactly where he needs to be. This was a perfect ending for the character of Rocky Balboa. This is why I love Creed 2 so much. And it was a nice touch getting Milo Ventimiglia to come back and play Robert for this scene, because that is what he was, the guy that played Rocky, son in Rocky Balboa. We needed him here. It wouldn't have worked without anybody else, with anybody else playing Robert in that spot there. So Rocky's exactly where he needs to be. And a lot is happening in this final scene here, because now the Dragos are father and son instead of trainer and fighter. They're running together. We see that redemption arc for Ivan Drago, that he's getting to be a father to his son that Dolph talked about in that podcast with Chris Jericho. So if you're a big Dolph Lundgren fan, a big Rocky fan, check that out. It's on on the I Am Jericho or Talk Is Jericho podcast. It was from a few weeks ago. If you just scroll, you'll see an interview with Dolph Lundgren. That was a good interview there. And we're seeing Adonis get this closure with his father that he never did. I think we're pretty much led to believe here, because he said, sorry, it took such a long time to get out here, that this is the first time he's at Apollo's grave. So this is almost the first time he's meeting his dad. And he's getting this closure that he's telling him, I didn't do it for them. I didn't do it for you. I did this for me. And he's introducing him to his fiance, or I don't think they got married at this point. To his granddaughter, and it's just closure for Adonis Creed. And that's kind of how the movie ends here, with Adonis talking to Apollo Creed, and just a shot of Apollo Creed here. So what's my rating of Creed 2? I'm going to give it the same rating as I gave Creed. It's a 7.25 out of 10. I think that's a fair rating for this movie because of all the connections to Rocky IV. I think that's a fair rating because of the ending in this movie. The ending is great. It really works from the throwing in the towel all the way through the final scenes there. I think that works. If it's a little drawn out, it's about 2 hours and 10, 2 hours and 15 minutes. They could have cut 10 or 15 minutes out of this movie. I probably would have bumped it up another quarter of a point to like 7.5. I do feel it does drag at times. So that's where I hold it back a little bit. I can, again, this is where you're going to correlate Creed 2 to Rocky 2, is that people say it's slow at times, Rocky 2, but the ending is what makes it. And Creed 2 can be slow at times, even though there's more fighting mixed in throughout the course of the movie, but it can be slow at times. I get that. But as I said earlier in the show, I will implore everybody, if you've ever watched Creed 2 and said, I don't really like this, watch Rocky 4, then watch Creed 2. And then tell me you don't like Creed 2 more after watching it right after Rocky 4. So I'll give it a 7.25 out of 10. On my personal favorites list, I put it ahead of Creed. It's right up there. We're going to do this official ranking next week on the final episode, so I'm not going to do it here now. But yeah, I like this movie. I do. I'm not going to shy away from it and say that I don't. There are slow points to it. It feels a little bit more authentic than Creed does because Sylvester Stallone co-wrote the movie. So I do like it for those reasons, you know. It does feel like it's a little drawn out, and that's why I don't put it above Creed, but it's right there with it. Now, what's not right there with it is Creed 3, which I'm at like a 6 out of 10. First time I saw it, I gave it a 6.25, and then like a subsequent viewings, I'm like, it's more like a 6. Reason why we're not covering it on this podcast is because Rocky's not in it. This is the fit. This is this ep this podcast series is called 50 Years of Rocky, and Rocky's not in it. In fact, it's almost like they washed him out of the entire movie. I'll give my thoughts on that here briefly. Did I want Sylvester Stallone back in Creed 3? No, I just talked about why. You had not one, but now two perfect send-offs for Rocky. There's no need to bring him back because how do you top what they did in Rocky Balboa? Well, they kind of did in Creed 2. So how do you top that? You can't. Leave it alone. Now, apparently, Stallone didn't come back because out of a falling out with the producer, which, great. Blessing in disguise, honestly. Don't need to see any more of the character. You guys know I love Rocky, right? But let it be now. I'd rather have the goodbyes than more of Rocky. That's how I felt after Rocky Balboa, and that's especially how I feel after Creed 2. I'd rather have the goodbyes mean something than have more of Rocky. Okay? So that's, he's not in it. But the way they basically ignore his existence did bother me. There are correlations to Rocky 3 and Creed 3. It's like Rocky goes Hollywood, Adonis goes Hollywood. Adonis retires after he has a rematch with Pretty Ricky Conlan. Now he's like this business mogul. He's running the gym. He's a big promoter, and he's got this big up and coming fighter, Felix. And there's a little homage to Rocky where he says, "Remember, it's not about how hard you hit," which we all know was taken from the Keep Moving Forward speech. But outside of that, these are dimensions of Rocky in this movie. And I cannot remember for the life of me if one of them actually exists. When Adonis takes Dame to the house, when they're in like the basement, the man cave area, whatever you want to call it, when there's photos there, if a photo of the first fight between Rocky and Apollo is actually there, I can't remember for the life of me. I'm not going back and watching it. I tried to Google it, nothing really comes up. It could be a Mandela effect in my brain, maybe, but if it is, that's one. And the other one is when they need an opponent for Felix, Dame wants to step in and be that guy. And he mentions, you know, if Apollo Creed gave this underdog a shot, why can't you give me one? And I don't even think they refer to Rocky in name. That's just a reference to Rocky, but not anything of where he is, not even like a in passing, like, oh, you know, hey, you hear from Rock, oh, you know, he's been living with his kid, something. It was just like he doesn't exist. But okay, fine. It's the direction they took the franchise. They got what they needed out of Stallone and Rocky. Fine. That's cool. Overall, as a movie, it's fine. As a third installment of a trilogy, it's fine. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'll watch it. It doesn't bother me. It continues Adonis' story. You know, they're going to make a fourth one, apparently. It's coming when it's coming. So it does. I mean, that's really what it is about Creed 3. You know, it's instead of Mr. T, you got Dame, who was a former friend of Adonis's, who was in, you know, in jail for 18 years. Now he comes back and he wants to take what's his. Okay. Again, it's not a bad movie. People shit on it. I'm not going to shit on it. I don't think it's a bad movie. My problems with it are they just kind of ignore Rocky, except for those two, maybe three instances where the presence should have been a little bit more. Just to give us an update, like in passing, oh, yeah, you know, I talked to Rock. He's, you know, in Canada with his son, or, you know, he's just living, you know, being a granddad or something. I don't know. Would that have made a difference? Yeah, probably. I don't know. It probably would to me. So I give Creed 3 a 6 out of 10. I think that's a fair score for it. This movie came out in 2023. Yeah, it was released 4 months after my father died. So that was a tough, honestly, that was a tough scene for me personally. My father died in November of 22. This movie came out in March of 23. You know, the whole when Marianne died, that was a tough scene for me. Personally, at that moment, the first time I saw it, it still is an emotional scene because, like I said, they got Felicia Rashad to play Marianne Creed. So you are a little bit more attached to her. She did have a bigger role in Creed 1 and 2. So again, you are more attached to the character. You're more attached to the character because of who's playing her, and her death hits you a little bit harder. And then me seeing, you know, a parent die on screen 4 months after mine, you know, it was an emotional scene. He Adonis again at the end of the movie is once again the world champion. We'll see where we go from there. So hold on, sorry guys. I have to answer this. We'll see where Creed 4 takes us. I don't know. They're working on it. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I ran to go see Creed 3 in the theaters because the trailer hooked me, and then I saw it and I said I could have waited for this. And will the trailer for Creed 4 hook me? Who knows? If and when it ever comes. But like I said, we'll wait. We should wait this time, right? Okay. Hopefully, what you guys are waiting for also is the finale episode of 50 Years of Rocky, the thrill of the fight. The finale is coming next week. Got a couple fun things planned. Going to do a little Q&A on X. So that's I want you to follow me on Twitter at Christian underscore NYYST so you can participate, put your questions in. I'll answer them on the show. Going to do a couple rankings. We'll say our goodbyes and to this podcast. It's been a lot of fun, man. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. It's been a little bit for me. I'm always my toughest critic. It's a little bit of mixed bag of results here. I've had fun doing this. It's just the the running down in the movies is where I seem to get lost, and I don't enjoy it as much because it's a lot different than, hey, the Yankees played, here's what happened, and I can, recite that from memory, where I'm just trying to like keep things in sequence here. So it's a different type of podcast. It's been a challenge. It's been a fun challenge. I've enjoyed this. I hope everybody's enjoyed it. If you have enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating and review on this very podcast platform that you're listening to us on right now. And make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss the final episode and you don't miss any NYYST episodes. Follow me on X at Christian_NYYST. Follow me on TikTok at Christian.NYYST. Love you guys so much. I appreciate you guys so much joining me on this look down the Rocky franchise. We are done with the movies. Next week, ding, ding, the final bell rings. And I'll see you guys then.